This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We haven't done this class before, and we're just having a little bit of fun here at USA Prepares Light Day. George and I are just telling stories, true stories, and we're going to tell some more. George, during the last hour, you were telling us the beginning of a story. Please continue.
Yeah, I work with an old-time Italian stonemason and for a while, and I liked him. Nice man. His name was Dominic. And I remember he told me this story. He says he was traveling down towards New Jersey. He was on the road, and he said he decided he wanted to stop at a nice Italian restaurant many years ago. So he saw one on the side of the road, pulled over. Well, he went in. He says as soon as they sat him down, they couldn't do enough for him. He says they lit his cigar. They brought him whatever he wanted. He goes, nothing. He goes, he couldn't believe the service. He just could not believe the service. So at the end of the meal, you know, as he's getting up to pay, you know, he goes up and he says to the girl at the head desk, he says, you know, I just want to say, he goes, this has been the most pleasurable experience of my life in a restaurant. I really, really want to thank you for it. He goes, I really felt you treated me like I was very special. And, well, the girl looked at him quizzically and said, well, Mr. So-and-so, she said another name. She goes, well, after all, you own this restaurant and a chain of restaurants, you know, in New Jersey. And she pointed to a photograph on the wall. And he said he looked at the photograph. It was the split image. If he was an identical twin, that was it.
great story. To put an exclamation point on that, my son typically dresses when he's conducting business. He will dress in a suit, which is kind of unusual for our neck of the woods. And he happened to be in Springfield at a large restaurant chain. And so he walked in, and they immediately, you know, the manager came over, thanks so much for coming, greeted him, treated him like royalty. And so he was seated, seems like before everybody else. And he got his meal, and he went to pay for it. And they said, no. No, it's on us. We take care of you people. They thought my son was in the FBI.
Oh, boy.
True story. But I have a feeling that's because he had a holster. You know, he wasn't brandishing. He wasn't flashing. He just had this holster on, and it was the 15-degree FBI cant. The angle that they use. And it was, you know, he had his suit, and he had his holster, and he had his 1911 on the side. And it was, you know, in good condition. He didn't look sloppy. He looked neat and trim and, you know, haircut and, you know, all the things that you would expect a member of one of those agencies to look like if they weren't undercover. Right? That's what he looked like. And so he didn't understand what was going on, but they did very much the same thing, bought him his meal and so forth. But true story.
I have an anecdote along the FBI that I think you'd like, if you don't mind my saying it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know G. Gordon Liddy, right?
Oh, sure. He's the guy that said, well, if you're on an airplane, you know, make sure you bring sharp pencils with you in case you have to stab somebody through the neck. Yeah, that's
right. He's a bit of a practical joker, too, though. He's a tough man, but he's a funny man. He's actually, I'd say, a rather sensitive man. His mother's Italian, his father, I don't know. But I'm just saying, again, you get that strain. I can't help it. Forgive me for getting into that bloodline. But he had this antidote one time. He goes, now, when he joined the agency, he said that everybody, every agent, had to have a personal interview with the head man, J. Edgar Hoover. And so he was ushered into the office, ushered into the inner office. There's J. Edgar Hoover across the desk. Well, for some reason or other, I don't know how it came up or whether something had happened that day, he says, J. Edgar Hoover was in a particularly foul mood that day. And he said, most of the interview consisted of a rant by J. Edgar Hoover about Eleanor Roosevelt, who he could not abide. And she must have been doing something or done something that, you know, really stuck in his craw, because he goes, for the next 45 minutes to an hour, he goes, he would go back and forth saying different things about Eleanor Roosevelt this, Eleanor Roosevelt that. And G. Gordon Liddy was just sitting there like in silence, just listening raptly. So he goes, when he gets out of the interview, he goes outside. He goes, well, the FBI agents in the office there can't believe J. Edgar Hoover spent that much time with a novice FBI agent. And they said, wow, because usually he has him in there for less than 5 minutes, 10 maximum. He goes, what did you say? What did you say to him that really got his attention and everything else? You would tell us, please. We want to know, you know, because they're all wanted to get close to him in terms of, you know, just really be on his good side and everything like that. So he says, well, I'll tell you, I guess one of his favorite subjects is Eleanor Roosevelt. Or the way he put it in such a way, in other words, well, you should talk to him about Eleanor Roosevelt. He really likes her, or something like that. He walks right out of the office.
Good story. Yeah. Along that same line, I was an elected member of the Republican Party at one time. No longer. And what I did, and Mrs. Finelli did it with me, we waited till the last minute of the last hour of the last day to run for office as committee people in our little hamlet. And there were no committee people who were interested in that job. So, and it's a zero-pay job. You don't get paid for it. It's just, you know, it's a position within the Republican Party. And I thought, I'd like to learn more about these Republicans, and I'd like to learn more from the inside. So let's go look at the inside, and we'll become Republican committee people. So because we were unopposed, we were selected. And so put that aside. Now, I have a friend who is a staunch Democrat in our neck of the woods, and he is really, really big in the Democrat Party. And he owns a restaurant. And he decided that he was going to have his meeting at the restaurant with the Democrats. And for some reason, he liked me. And he said, hey, Vinny, we've got this meeting coming up. We've got this guy. He's running for political office. He's real big. You need to come to this meeting. I said, okay. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because I'm broadcasting in Springfield, and it's going to take about an hour to get there, and I'll do my very best to be there. Well, when I broadcast, I wear my uniform, typically a a blazer, you know, a solid color blazer, white shirt, tie, khaki slacks, that kind of a thing. And so I raced from the broadcast in Springfield, Missouri, to his restaurant. I got there just a couple minutes later than I wanted to be there. There were already people in the restaurant. And this was a private meeting, so the restaurant was closed to everybody. But there were a whole bunch of people there. And when I walked in, you know, I was looking forward to meeting the featured speaker, whoever he was running for office. And so it was a big deal. Well, what happened next was they went around they rearranged the table so they're in a great big square so everybody could see everybody. And most people had ordered before me because I got there after they got there. And I gave my request for dinner. And it was a Dutch treat kind of a thing. And I was really shocked that my meal came out darn close to first. But I hadn't been the first to order. I thought, that's kind of strange. So I said to the waitress, what happened? You know, why are you serving me before other people who ordered before me? And she said, well, you're the featured speaker. So another case of mistaken identity. They thought that I was this Democrat who was going to be speaking to the group. And they wanted to serve me first so that I could eat and be done and everybody else could finish eating, you know, while I was speaking. And I thought, this is a great opportunity. Do I want to do this? And I could have gotten up and said, you know what? Our party's in shambles. We need to stop lying and cheating and obfuscating. We need to be more like the Republicans. But I didn't do it. And I kind of regret not doing that, because that would, you know, that would have been one of those fun things that you could remember doing that would be really, really kind of fun.
Right.
But I didn't do that. Just, you know, another story of mistaken identity.
May we just take this aside for a moment? There was something you triggered earlier in the week about the way people repair things nowadays.
Yeah. Sure.
Like automotive. Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, I went into one place that, let's just say, it's synonymous with being a dignitary of some importance. Okay, that's all I'll say on that. But I hear the music now. So.
Yep. So we're going to talk about auto repair when we come back.
Yeah.
George is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. And I guess our ratings are probably close to the bottom today. Actually, they're not. Actually, George, it's kind of amazing. Our ratings are really good. Isn't that amazing? Just telling the truth, sharing stories. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George in New Hampshire is with us in class. George became an instructor at USA Prepare Us because he called in and he shared information with us. He's got a wealth of information, lots of experience. And he would call in and ask questions and share information. And I invited him to become an instructor. And that can happen with you as well. So if you have information that you'd like to share, and it's real and it's true and you're honest, you may be able to join the faculty as well. Now, please don't think you're going to get paid, because nobody gets paid around here, not even me. So just a thought. George, please continue. You're telling us a story.
Yeah. You and I both know increasingly that it seems as though there seems to be a lack of fundamental understanding or even common sense. And also, there seems to be a lack in honorableness and honesty in many instances now, where the dollar comes before all else, even personal safety of the people that you may be doing business with or whatnot. In other words, if somebody can sell you an inferior product, even a defective product, and make a buck out of it, you know, in other words, the bottom line is what counts in many quarters these days. I mean, it was like that many years ago, too, but I think they were held back with a little fear of divine retribution, so to speak. Not always. Anyway, I had a friend who had a tow yard. My family had been doing business with him many, many years down in Massachusetts. So I pulled in. I was looking for some tires for my car. And, you know, he had a beautiful set of tires, all matched, good name. So I took him back with me, and I'm not blaming him because he'll tow cars sometimes. He'll get cars that come in. He'll strip it for certain parts, tires, whatnot, and he sells a little cottage industry on the side. So anyway, I get him up here. So I said, okay, I decided let me wear out what I've got on a little bit more, and I've got these held in abeyance for a few months. Well, I went in to have them mounted. The first place told me, and they're pretty honest, but they told me, they said, look, we don't know, but these look like they might be slightly oversized. We're not sure. You might get by with them, but then again, you might not. And I said, all right. So not to be undaunted, I went on, and I went to this other place that's a chain, and all the old crew that I knew there is gone. And the new guy who was there, he looked at the tires. He goes, these tires are 16 years old. He goes, we can't put them on the car. So I said, wait a minute now. I said, look at them. There's no cracks. They look almost brand new. I said, so the guy said, well, you know, I said, look, I have one tire that's not too good on the back. I said, can you just patch it for me or whatnot, and then I'll be on my way. So he wanted to sell me a new tire. So I said, well, I said, that's okay. So anyway, long story short, I'm recommended to another guy. I go to him. Now, the guy's been in many business. It looks like he inherited it from father. The old man, by all accounts, was straight as an arrow. Well, he puts the tires on, but you know how tires can get what they call flat spotted?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I mean, I hadn't run into this before, but in other words, I guess the car might have been sitting in this with the tires in the same position for years. And maybe my friend just told it. He didn't even realize he had them in the back of this big Ryder truck he had anyway. So, long story short, this guy puts it on. Soon as I start driving, I feel the thing shimmy, and I wasn't doing it before, so I go back halfway. Well, it turned out he had set the emergency brake. Somehow it got stuck, and the drum was red hot. So it's a good thing I went back. So they said, well, maybe it just needs some more balance. And so all he did was he freed up the brake. He goes, well, I'm not going to charge you. He sent me on my way. Well, it wasn't as bad, but it was still shimmying, and you couldn't drive over 35 miles an hour on it. And so, anyway, long story short, I decided, wait a minute, something's wrong here. I said, so I went back to this other place. The place told me, and they said, I called up, dropped it off. My friend and I went on a trip, came back. They said, I called, and then they said, well, you know, you're going to need tire rods and a bearing. I said, okay, what's it going to be, $350? I said, look, I wasn't prepared to spend that much. And besides, 4 days ago, it wasn't doing this. I said, it was smooth. So they said, well, we'll take the tires off and we'll make sure they're balanced appropriately. Well, long story short, I guess these things were so flat spotted. My regular mechanic doesn't do tires. So it was so flat spotted, he says, Judge, when that was on the balancing machine, he said, that thing must have been flopping all over the place. He goes, I'm a little surprised.
Sure,
so then
absolutely.
He checked it out for me, and he just told me. He says, listen, you don't need tire rods. You don't need a bearing. He says, it's the tires.
Hold that thought.
Results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
George and I are telling stories. George in New Hampshire. George, you were talking about tires. You bought some tires that had been setting and developed a flat spot after setting for a while, and you got the shimmy and shaking in your vehicle, and you were told that you needed tie rod end or ends and some bearings. Please continue.
Well, the other thing I just realized, like during the intermission, I was told that the tires were 16 years old in one place, and then the next place I went, I was told they were 7 years old. Now, yep. I'm just saying is that you know, as we see things unraveling, where you know the shortcuts, the poor mm-hmm. workmanship, mm-hmm. The lack of accountability, the lack of honorability. And I see it, and I can see the clear delineation where, you know, in other words, my uncle used to say, he says, you know, a lot of these crooked mechanic outfits, there's some good ones out there. Mm-hmm. He said they pray for old people and women to come in because most of the time they can prey on them and they can play on their fears or their gullibility or their just naivete. And I mean, my mechanic looked at it, who doesn't work on tires, and he told me, "Judge, they out and out lied to you." And I knew that, you know, and when he confirmed that, but I said to myself, they would have had me lined up where they would have replaced parts that didn't need it. They'd charge mm-hmm. me the better part of right. $500 to do it. It wouldn't have fixed the problem. And then at the end of it, they had me lined up so that I'd buy a whole set of new tires, which they had another thing coming if they thought I would, but they played the angle. Mm-hmm. Now, needless to say, I'm going to complain to corporate on one level there. But on the other one, the other individual, that I was recommended by a mutual friend, and he burnt out a connection before it really was really even had a time to set. And like I say, you avoid a lot of that, Vinny, because I know you do much, if not most, of your own work.
Mm-hmm. Right. We do. Okay. Let me add an exclamation point to what you just said. So one of our instructors and friends lives in the Springfield Village. And he called me up and he said, "Hey, I just want to run something by you." He said his wife was traveling with their SUV. It's an American-made SUV. And there was a small puddle, very small leak, looked like oil underneath where the engine is on this SUV. So she took it to the dealership, and the dealership said, "Oh, this is pretty serious. This is a serious leak." And I'm paraphrasing. "What you've got is a defective hydro boost, H-Y-D-R-O space B-O-O-S-T. What this is, it's a device developed, I believe, by Bendix Corporation, and it replaces the vacuum diaphragm assembly that would add power to the conventional braking system. So we used to have hydraulic brakes, and you have this large, round device that's right against the firewall, right next to the
master cylinder.
Master cylinder, right, right.
Yeah.
And that was a vacuum-operated device, and it was the brake booster. Well, the hydro boost goes right there, and it replaces that. So if you don't have room for this big can for the vacuum one, you can run one of these hydro boosts off the power steering pump. So use the hydraulic pressure from the power steering pump to run the power steering as well as the power brakes. Well, there's a little seep, and it's really common for General Motors vehicles to have a leak over time. So you have 100 plus thousand miles on the vehicle, which is really nothing today. They tend to develop this leak. And so his wife brought the vehicle to the dealer. They said, "Wow, it's pretty serious, this leak, and it's $1,300. But the good news is we can do it today." So he called me and he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Hold on. I've never had a problem with one. Let me look it up." So I looked it up while I was on the phone. I said, "I found the part on the internet for $7.99 to rebuild it. It looks like it's going to take 45 minutes to take it apart and rebuild it. But, you know, if we do it, it'll probably take a couple hours. So, tell you what, how about this? Here's an option. There are three options. One, you can have it fixed at the dealership and be done with it today for $1,300. We can buy a rebuilt unit and it's about between $200 and $300, depending on which model you have, and I can't tell which one yours is. There's a rod that is one of two different lengths, and depending on that rod length, when we take it out, we'll know. It's either two or $300, rough numbers. Actually, probably more like in the 100, maybe 150 to 250. I said, or third option, we can buy the seal, and there's one seal in this Hydro Boost, and we can put it in ourselves, and it's $7.99 on the internet. And we can buy that, and we'll have it in a couple days. And why don't you come on over, you know, and on the weekend, and we'll put it in. Now, I don't want you to think we've done it before, but I know that you and I can do this. It'll be fun. And so he said, I'll call you back. Call me back, and he said, you know, I like that $7.99 option. I said, okay, I'll order it for you. So I ordered the part. He came by, and we worked on it. And we had a really tough time putting that seal in, because the seal was old stock from eBay, and it shrunk. It shrunk, oh, I don't know, maybe 30 thousandths of an inch, and we could not get it in without damaging it. Ultimately, we damaged it. So we went to the local auto parts store, and for the $250 neighborhood, we got a rebuilt unit, and it didn't work right, and it was defective. So we said, tell you what, why don't you leave the vehicle? We'll see if we can get one locally in Springfield. We'll go out there and pick one up, and we'll rebuild it, and we'll put it back in. So we did that, and it was a little more expensive. It might have been $12 or $13. We put the part in. It was not new old stock, and it worked great. So the point is, for 1% of what the dealer wanted $1,300. We spent $13 for the seal. We fixed it. Now, I said to my friend slash instructor, when he was on the phone the first time, I said, why don't you, when you call the dealer, ask them specifically what they would replace and what the part number is. And the gal who was at the service counter at this dealership told him, I don't have the part number. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you. Which is absolute nonsense. Because if she says, yeah, this is a real serious thing, you've got this leak in the Hydro Boost, she absolutely knows what the part number is. And for her to come up with a $1,300 repair, of which half of it was labor, she had to know what the part was.
She'd have a hard time justifying it when it was cross-referenced.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Like I say, Vincent, it's like... I heard with the flat spots, I did a little research, that if you put about 150 miles on the car, I notice it seems to be slowly smoothing out. So I'm going to take my chances as it is. I don't go too far. So in other words, but it looks like this might have a little pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak. But my God, I'll tell you, I mean, they can't read a tire sidewall for the age. They can't see an obvious defect. They lie to make money. And then they're going to be written off the list. And also, this story will be circulated among my friends and family. And let's just say, instead of just doing the right thing, they would have had a customer that would have continued to come back. And word of mouth, especially in a small town, you know, goes a very long way.
Yeah. And they say something like this. These are rough numbers. But if you have a good experience, you might tell one person or two. If you have a bad experience, you're probably going to tell 11. And it's absolutely true. You know, so what did you guys do for dinner? Oh, we went to the ABC restaurant. Really? How was it? It was terrible. Really? What happened? And then that person will say to their friends, well, hey, listen, I just talked to Vinny, and he said, well, that's a terrible place. Here's what he said. And then that story, you know, gets legs, and it travels. So I don't know why people can't just tell the truth and do the right thing. But, you know, I said to our instructor, I said, by the way, is that dealership next to the Mercedes dealership in Springfield? He said, as a matter of fact, it is. And so I don't go to the Mercedes dealership for anything And here's why. Because one day, we had a, we have a several old Mercedes. I mean, old. And one of them had a hydraulic leak. And what happened with this hydraulic leak was the shock absorbers on all four corners of this particular Mercedes run on a hydraulic pump. So it tries to figure out how to level out the car. So if the right front corner is low, no problem. It'll pump up some hydraulic fluid and jack up the right front corner, make the car level for the pleasure of the passengers.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Well, it failed, and the nose of the car went really, really low. It was not drivable. So that's okay. I have a tow dolly. Why do I have a tow dolly? Because I need one. Because our cars break down a lot. And so a tow dolly is, you know, you drive the vehicle front or rear wheels, depending on what the vehicle is, on this tow dolly. Tow dolly has two wheels. You strap down the wheels with these nylon straps. It hooks up to a trailer hitch, and you can pull a vehicle. So I called a Mercedes dealer in Springfield, and I said, okay, I've got this particular make and model, and I'm having a lot of trouble figuring out how to lock the steering wheel. I can't lock the steering wheel. Normally, when you take the key out of the ignition, the steering wheel locks right there. So what you'd want to do with a tow dolly is have the wheels, front wheels facing absolutely straight ahead, and take the key out of the ignition, and the steering wheel will lock. Then you can drive away with the vehicle strapped on the tow dolly. Well, I couldn't get a straight answer as to how to lock the front wheels in the straight ahead position from the service manager. Kept giving me the runaround. I was standing in the mud and the rain trying to get this done on our dirt road. And I was really wrestling with this. And I couldn't get a straight answer. And what I'm telling you is the guy didn't know. He didn't know, and he was not willing to ask the service manager.
That would have been the most appropriate thing.
My name is Stephen Holstein. Yeah. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kadiarmor.com. CADIarmor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, George and I have been telling stories for almost 2 hours today, and it's been a lot of fun. George, you mentioned tired date codes, and I'd like to share this with our class. There are four digits on the sidewall of the tire. There are DOT codes, and DOT stands for Department of Transportation. So, for example, the last four digits of the DOT code are for the date that the tire was manufactured. So, for example, if the tire were to be date coded or DOT code 0203, that means that the tire was manufactured the second week of the year 2003. So 0203. 02 means the second week, and 03 means the year 2003. Now the problem is that tires manufactured prior to the year 2000 were three-digit date-coded. And it's hard to tell what year you're talking about or what decade you're talking about. So one that ends in the number 9 could be 99 or 89 or 79. You know? So that may be part of the reason for the confusion. It also may be that the people reading the date code didn't understand exactly how the date code works. But class, you can look it up on the internet. You can just look up tire date code, and it'll tell you that.
Do you mind my asking you, Vincent? Sorry to interrupt you. I'll just say,
sure.
How much more time do we have for the broadcast, roughly?
About 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, story?
No, I was curious. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
No. Go ahead.
I've got a story, but I'm really reluctant to tell it. Well, I'll tell it. So, in the 1980s, Mrs. Finelli and I moved to California to start a company manufacturing satellite communications receivers. And we would work day and night, 7 days a week. It didn't matter whether it was a weekend or not, we worked. And we were building our company and designing this technology. And so one Sunday night, we came back late from work. And we were living in an apartment at the time because we didn't know if we were going to like California. And we didn't know where we were going to, you know, if we were going to buy a house, where it would be. And we had sticker shock because houses were really expensive there compared to the East Coast. So anyway, I couldn't find a parking space, and I parked in the back of the back of the back by the dumpsters and walked and to our apartment. Next morning, going into work, my car was gone. So I went to the front office, and they said, yeah, we heard something about the car being towed. Maybe that was it. So I got the number of the towing company, and I called them up, and they said, yeah, it's in, and I'm paraphrasing, it's in East San Jose. So, okay, so I went there, and it wasn't there. They said, well, it's probably in West San Jose, so I went there. Now, this is cross-town rush hour traffic. It took a long time to get there. South San Jose. So I finally, and this guy that I kept calling, where's my car, I called him, and I said, all right, I've been to three of your locations. I don't have my car. Now, I just want you to know I know where you are. And if you don't tell me where my car is right now, I'm going to drive the car I'm in right through your front window. And he was kind of taken aback by this. This is back in the 1980s when you could do things like that without being arrested. So, or at least say things like that. And he said, I don't know. I don't know. The boss knows. And I said, well, ask the boss. He said, well, he's not here. I said, well, do you have a way of contacting him? He said, no. I said, well, if your building were on fire right now, would you be able to contact him? He said, yeah. I said, okay, well, I'm going to call you back in 2 minutes, and I need to know where my car is, or I'm coming. And finally, he said, call me back, and he told me where it was. And I went there, and there was my car. The boss was there, and it was in a concertina wire, you know, chain link fence. And the boss said, $60, cash. And I didn't have cash. I did that much. So I said to him, okay, well, let me go in my car and get my briefcase. Went to my car, got my briefcase, and I opened it right in front of him. And there was a Browning semi-automatic pistol. I said, now who do you want me to make this check out to? It happened to be pistol.
Movie, though.
It happened to be pistol.
Incorporate that in a movie later in the 90s, around that time. I'll be back.
Yeah, true story. True story. It happened to be pistol competition night at my wife's company where they had an indoor range. And I just happened to have that Browning.
Extending it. So you had to pay storage fees.
Yeah. Hey, George, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, you too, buddy. All right.
See
you.
Bye-bye. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.